Blog Talk Radio.
Talking, but I don't care. I'm 21, far from done. I've just begun. Wrap your chalk round this stick of cheese. Blow this gauge and get high with me. Good tea is my weakness. I know it's bad. It sends me gay. And I can't wait, I'm Viper Man.
Muted. It's been a while. Well, you're here tuned to disorderly conduct, unless you're not, which you probably are not, which is actually a good thing. It looks like the Vince in the Bay account is still flagged and does not get shown on the Blog Talk Radio main page. So that's kind of worrisome, because nobody who's trolling around Blog Talk Radio right now even knows that I'm broadcasting, because I don't show up in the on-air search, because I cussed on my show, I guess, or maybe played dirty music with dirty lyrics in it or something during prime time. This is like 12:30 in the morning. Anyways, and that's why I'm, trolling around Blog Talk Radio and just tired of, or maybe not tired, but just not as interested in conservative talk or gospel talk or, aliens or the Illuminati or whatever. And I haven't done a Blog Talk Radio show in probably almost a year. And so it's better, it's almost better that I'm not featured on the on-air page because they're rusty here, even with BTR, you know. I don't even know. Actually, I've been listening to BTR lately, and it appears to be a thing going on with the hosts on air. Audio. I listened to a number of shows that had problems with the host's audio. Like every day, these guys, I listened to a couple of shows. It was like every couple of minutes. Not even that. It'd be like every 30 seconds for the host audio dropped out for about 5 seconds. And it'll be interesting to play this back. It's too bad there's nobody in the chat room, nobody listening, which is great to get some feedback, but I can cut this short and just go ahead and play it back and see how the audio is doing with the host line. And I also want to, I have my little USB headphone deal. I could do the Skype. I might you might throw on a couple of tunes and try to work that out. But it looks like I need to upgrade some of my technology here. You know, I think I'm going to be looking into upgrading some technology. And, of course, try to get things up and running and maybe do some more blog talk radio shows. I think I'm going to have to broadcast under a different screen name, though, because I don't think it shows up. Oh, hey, Lit Brit Chica. What's up, girl? Welcome. I haven't done a blog talk show in about a year, and lately I've been getting back into listening and whatnot, and now I am just testing the waters here, jumping back in the saddle here, and getting accustomed to the switchboard. But anyways, as I was saying before you got in here, my account has still been flagged. Like I've gone through, like, when I first found out about Blog Talk Radio, whatever, a year and a half ago, I went nuts. I was like on it all day and all night, calling into shows, chatting on shows, hosting my own show. I just OD'd on BTR. And it's fun. It's great. I love BTR. I miss BTR. That's why I'm back. Actually, the reason why I'm back right now is because I was trolling around the BTR and wasn't really satisfied with the offerings. And I was watching the Saturday Night Live, which is still on, which I was sort of live tweeting Saturday Night Live there for a while, but got a little bit tired with that because, Saturday Night Live, the first, like, half hour, if anything's going to be good, it's going to be up to the news. If anything's going to be good, it's going to be up to about now. I saw the news, and okay, peace out. Anyways, Lit Brit Chica. Is that how I should say it? Lit Brit Chica? If you want to phonetically spell it in the chat, that would be great. Greatly appreciate that. And I will jump in there and chat it up with you. We can chop it up in the chat room. We can chop it up on the air. Oh, yeah, this is what I want to ask you, Liberate Chica, since you're listening. I've been noticing I've been listening to other people's shows, and she's gone. God damn it. Anyways, as I was saying, hey, it's Rambo. Rambo, what's up, bruh? I was just trolling around BTR, as per usual, and wasn't so happy with some of the offerings that I was encountering, so I decided to just kick off my own show. I've been done one in, almost a year, and I like to mix it up a little bit. think I'm as extreme as Rambo, though. Rambo's pretty hardcore. He's, yeah. I'm surprised Rambo's not even broadcasting right now. Like, I would see, normally I would be listening to, if Rambo was broadcasting, I'd be listening to his show. But see, Rambo, my account, this one, the first of many I had out here on BTR, was flagged, like, I don't know, a year ago, because, I don't know, foul language or suggestive language or content that was, you know, whatever, obscene in nature. I think I was doing shows and, like, saying naughty words during, like, prime time, which is, like, a no-no, I guess. So I was branded adult, and I can't reverse that. So if you go to the on-air page, you don't see me in the little queue there of on-air radio. The only way you can see it is you have to, just like Facebook, it's all hidden in the settings, right? You have to go into your settings and unclick so you can see all the locked accounts or whatever. You have to go into your settings and say, I want to see adult content. See, they just get you, Rambo. That's how they do it. It should default to you see everything. Or if anything, you know, if I have such an explicit radio presence, you know what they should do? They should just have BTR Raw or some shit where it's just, you know, we get down to business and we can cuss and be adults, just like, you know, HBO or Showtime or whatever. Anywho. So Rambo, I've been noticing on a lot of the shows, and I was trying to get through to the Brit Chica about this, but she bailed. Anywho, I've been noticing on the blog talk a lot of the shows that the host audio on a lot of these shows there's been problems with audio dropouts, like. On those, you know, there'll be a period where, like, over the course of 3 minutes, you know, I would say maybe every 30 seconds for about 5 seconds, the host audio just drops out. So, like, you know, Rambo's saying, like, you know who I really hate? I really hate. You see what I'm talking about? If that happens at all, let me know. I'm calling it a cell phone. I was trying to hook up my Skype bullshit, but I don't, it's been a while. It's been a while, Rambo. I haven't maneuvered these instruments in a while. Although I'll have to say the fucking switchboard is just the same as usual. I don't know how buggy it is still. But I appreciate you tuning in here, Rambo. This is really more than anything. It's just an experiment. Just kind of got to work out the kinks, get a dry test run in, and, you know, kick the tires around and just see what's happening, see what is cracking. But I'm glad you're tuning in. I wonder how you found out I'm on. Was it Twitter? Because I just did a Twitter blast. I should do another one. Do another tweet this. Tweet this, bitch. See, that's the stuff that probably got me in trouble. Oh, yeah. Feel free to call in, Rambo. It's all good. Doing two things at once here, doing the Twitter. See, this is the thing that I would normally have done, like, seamlessly. But now it's going to look like I'm on drugs, but that's sort of the effect I guess I'm going for. But Rambo, if you want to call in, great. If not, kick back, relax. I'm going to play some tunes. I don't know what kind of music you're into, but I got some music here that... I get kind of fired up with. It's most of the new stuff. I like trying to stay current with the music, you know. But I think this might be Rambo here. Let's check this out. 200, you're on the air. Anyways, what can I say? BTR. all right, I'm going to work the kinks out here. I don't know what Rambo, what kind of music do you think Rambo would like? Rambo, why don't you just type in the chat there? I'm going to imagine that Rambo knows a little something about American life. Yeah? Rambo? Rambo, that film was metal or jazz? How about this? How about some metal jazz? This should do it. This is Primus, American Life, right here on Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Liberty, liberty, liberty. drunk, living up the streets now in East L.A., residing in a cardboard box. Lazy little kid, daddy has small dog, searching for aluminum can. Holds on tight to his dignity.
For Rambo coming through this early morning. That was Primus with American Life. This is a new recording off of their June 2010 rehearsal EP. Primus is putting together a new tour, which I think is already in the mid-motion as we speak. They might be coming to your town. I don't know. Call your neighbors. Wake up the kids. Put their shoes and socks on. Update the Facebook. Galaxy Primus. They've got a new combination now. The trio is, of course, Les Claypool, Lair Lund, and on drums, Jay Lane. No Herb on this tour. That recording there was with Jay Lane. That was, I guess, a warm-up for their tour that they put out for free on their website. If you go to primusville.com, you can check that out. Thanks for coming through, Rambo. Constantine for Abilene. I hope I got that right. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Feel free to call in 347-826-7667. Yeah, Les. I think out of all the bands that I ever paid to go see live, the one I did the most was Primus, for sure. The band I sort of grew up on in the 90s. Yeah, good times. Good times. And they're always tight live. If you haven't seen them in a while, if you haven't seen them ever, go see them. If you haven't seen them in a long time, see them again. Check out this incarnation. Jay Lane on drums. Jay Lane was actually the original drummer, but quit the band before they did their first recording, and then somehow lucked into Herb. Herb is sick. I mean, I don't want to get too geekazoid out into Primus here, but I'm personally, when I see Primus, I think of Primus with Herb, the ginseng drummer. Rambo, Damn, Rambo made $5,000 selling narcotics outside of a Primus concert. Yeah, Primus fans, they've got money to spend. They got a little extra scratch to throw around. They know what's up. Primus shows are fun. Definitely check them out. I missed them. They didn't exactly come to the Bay Area this year. They kind of avoided the Bay. They did a little secret show at Great American. But they did Sacramento. And what's great is they're doing this tour, this leg of the tour, they're doing with Mariachi El Bronx, which, if you're not familiar with the Bronx, kind of like a hardcore whatever. Anyways, I'm sorry, folks in the chat room. I want to thank Holly Lynn. Wow. Is that your real name, Holly Lynn, or is that your porn name? And if that's your real name, what's your porn name? Tracy Greer, thanks for stopping through. I love jam some more Primus. I don't have any more Primus loaded up here. I'm trying to keep it light and fluffy, and we're not going to do any major deviations, but Rambo, are you familiar with a band called Valiant Thor? Rambo, Earth to Rambo. Come in, Rambo. Hey, Tracy. You need to meet up together and get it on, Holly and Tracy. I second that, Rambo. And do it on webcam. I can be the cameraman. I'm a good cameraman. Actually, why don't you check out some of my camera work? Say what, if you really need a cameraman, check out, I shot almost all of this. 120 videos. I can't, okay, you know what I want to do? Because I can't type. I don't have a hands-free device. That's what's killing me right now. I didn't have enough time to load up the USB headset with the Skype thing. I'm just foregoing that. It's bad enough trying to manage the BTR interface with the switchboard and the, you think you're muting yourself and you're really turning yourself on. Like, I think it was, my mic was hot through that entire song. So if it sounded scratchy or you heard some background noise and stuff, that was just me jerking off during the prime of the song. The song's like 10 minutes long. It's just a jam. That's what's cool. They just take those songs that the kids used to mosh to. First time I saw Primus was Lollapalooza, 92, I think. I might try, if I have time before the hour's done, I might try to load up some more Primus, but I doubt it. Next show. But anyways, I was thinking about Valiant Thor. Rambo, I think you might like Valiant Thor. I think they might be right up your alley. Anyways, I got to take a breather. I need to clear my throat and have a refreshing beverage and wet my whistle. And while I do that, check out this tune. It's Double Cross from Valiant Thor right here on Disorderly Conduct. With me, your host, Vincent LeBay, give me a call, 347-826-7667. Oh, my God. So that's the thing. That's the problem with those heavy hard rock tunes where there's just these very percussive riffs, and they just start and stop, and then all of a sudden stop. There's no, like, fade. I like the fade. I never pick the songs with the fade out. It's always the abrupt, hard end. I always have a hard end of the song, you know. So. Oh, well. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. It's Vince in the Bay with you. We're going to cruise for another 52 minutes here. Give me a call at 347-826-7667. Rambo, thanks for coming through. Let's see, look in the chat room here. I go Commando also. Freedom, yes. Flopping in the wind, baby. I've been freeballing since May. Yeah. It was 92 degrees today in sunny California. And, we've got a few more listeners here. Appreciate Constantine, Guest 29, Holly Lynn, Rambo, and Tracy Greer. Holly Lynn and Tracy Greer are here, folks. That's right. Okay, I'm sorry. Those are total poor names. Like, no disrespect, but I think I have Holly Lynn and Tracy Greer, girl on girl scene, in my collection somewhere. I gotta look that up. I should look that up. But since they're in the chat room, maybe they'll just verify for us. It's more preferable if that's the right vernacular. Great Balls of Fire. Yeah, Free Ball Fridays. Have been extended. That's right. Okay, so, you know, we've been rocking out here. Appreciate Rambo for coming in and igniting the party. And we're going to keep cruising here. Switch it up with some dance hall here from Sean Bones. If you're interested in some stimulating conversation, give me a call. 347-826-7667. This is Vince in the Bay reporting to you live via Blog Talk Radio. Big ups, Blog Talk, BTR, props, respect. Anyways, give me a call, 347-826-7667. Disorderly Conduct. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
again, I think that's another song that just ends abruptly. What's that all about? Anyways, Sean Bones, track's called Dance Hall. Before that, Valiant Solar with Double Crossed. I think that's what you played before. Yeah, we started off with Primus, American Life. Anywho, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. I want to give big ups to the chat room. Rambo, holding it down. Rambo, holding it down downtown with Tracy Greer, Holly Lynn, Guest 29, Constantin, and yours truly, Vince in the Bay. 45 minutes remain here in the program if you want to join us, or join me, I should say, participate in some disorderly conduct. Really not living up to the name of the show tonight. This is kind of like a, I don't know, an underground demo warm-up party, if you will, with a live audience. Rambo's scarfing down his fourth TV dinner of the night as all the Verticons confirm that chuckles and laughs and LOLs and LMFAOs and such is being had in the chat room. Not in the chat room. You are losing. That's my advice to you, Guest 29. Guest 29, you're sleeping there. I want to wake you up. I urge you to join BTR. I know it sounds like a crappy, cheesy, geeky thing that you don't want to admit to. You don't have to. So you can be like Holly Lynn and just put like your favorite porn star's name. Make that your thing. You can do like me, Vince in the Bay. You know? Whatever. Feel free to call in. 347-826-7667. If not, I'm just going to keep jamming tunes here. Not really taking any requests, you know? I mean, maybe if you call in, I can play a request, but you're basically up against my mercy here. And so we're going to venture out here. Spoke about Primus. Oh, I just saw Primus did a rebroadcasted it again. But Primus did a rebroadcast of the my interns are a little slow with getting the water here to me in the studio, so I'm still a little cotton mouth, you know what I'm saying. Anyways, long story short, Gogo Bordello opened for Primus for a chunk of the first part of their tour, and they did Red Rocks together. And it was a beautiful thing. And Gogo Bordello, if you're not familiar with them, are the brainchild of Eugene Hoots from Ukrainian supposed Roma Gypsy, the Gypsy Punk, Eugene Hoots, DJ, a.k.a. DJ Hoots. They undoubtedly played this song. This is off their latest that came out on Rick Rubin's American Recordings label, I think it is. American something. Rick Rubin, the fucking Beastie Boys guy. Run DMC. Let's go down the list. Anyways, anyhoots, he produced their latest record and put it out on his label. This is Palette Tutte from Go Bordello. Ladies, please, I know you're getting comfortable there, Holly Lynn. You're dozing off. Stick it out here with me, baby. Or maybe you're just doing hands-free for the rest of the night, which I undoubtedly respect. So anyways, I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, we're going into the track here. If nobody's going to call me, I'm just going to play tracks. So we got 41 minutes remaining. 41 minutes remain for you to give me a call, tell me what you want. You know what? I actually forgot. I don't even know what I put in the description of the show. If you had to put like five things, that just like little buzzwords or whatever, I don't even know what I put. I might have put Saturday Night Live. I don't know. I was watching Saturday Night Live when I was scheduling this show because I was like, okay, Saturday Night Live, it's very about, you know, you get to the news and it's like, all right, that's probably the best it's going to be. Switch over to BTR. Nada. Nothing. Well, at least, not nothing. That's kind of disrespectful, but just like, you know, I've seen it, done it, seen it, done it, seen it, don't want to do it, whatever. Or just over it, whatever. I'm not going to get into that. But if you could track marks. Constantine just says tracks. Hey, and track marks. Yeah, Hollywood. Oh, my goodness. I lost Rambo. Well, anyways, thanks for coming through, Rambo. And Tracy Greer on Holly Lynn. And guest 29. We're going to go into some Palo Tutte here from Gogo Bordello. Right here on Disorderly Conduct. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back.
Caravan is coming, old guitars are strumming. Chief is sitting high with gold across the chest. I'm just a little child, I don't even own a guitar. But mama, they got girls that I love the best. Lela, 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 pala tute. Часка на мерес, мерава пала латре. Лела, 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 пала туте.
Lela, 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 lela,
Okay, and again, I totally missed the cue point. That's like three, four songs. I think it's every song I've played, four songs, five songs, I don't even know. Every single one, abrupt ending. Like, you know what sucks? It's because you don't even know if it's so abrupt, you're like, is anything happening now? Anyways, I hope you enjoyed that. That's off of the new Gogo Bordello. I think it's called like Gypsy Hubsel or something, Caravan. I don't know. Who knows? These guys are Roma gypsies, apparently, which are hitting the news lately with all the expansion and contraction going on in European financial markets. Governments are cracking down, and there's reports of thousands of Roma gypsies being gathered and herded out of France, deported to Bulgaria and Romania. So that's going on. Tell you what else is going on. Seconds between you picking up your phone. I know they still make phones. That's the great thing about the iPhone. It's also a phone. That's enabling me to post my show here this evening. I hope the audio is up to par for all of you individuals who are joining me here tonight. I'm just going to keep playing tunes here, I guess. Really appreciate Holly Lynn, Rambo, and Tracy Greer for sticking it out here with me. And Pop, Amonet. Either way, it's pretty sexy sounding. 28, guess 29. We have Amonet 28 and then guess 29. What are the chances of that? Guess 29, you should wake up, get yourself a BTR account, log on, and then use a better name, like what Holly Lynn did. Amy, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you coming through. If you want to chop it up, have any topics you want to discuss, either in the chat room or via the call-in to my little switchboard deal here. And the number is, once again, 347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667. We can talk about whatever. I was watching SNL, and I was saying how, like, kind of fizzled out after the news. Well, leading up to the news, it was already fizzling out. They did the whatchamacallit, the stereotypical cheap shot at, what's her name, Christine O'Donnell. Anyways, blah-bitty-blah. Wasn't really feeling it, so switched over to BTR. Nothing was going, shaking. I said, F that, I'm going to do my own show. It's going to be ultra secret, though. You have to go into your preferences and, like, unlock the safety settings so you can see my show listed. So if you don't know about that, which probably 90% of BTR people, only, like, hardcore BTR hosts would even know that you have to go that far into your settings. Basically, the hosts that have been outlawed already, like me, is blacklisted, just always adult, will never be listed in the main queue of on-air shows. All right, so taking a look at the chat room here. Amy wants to know what I'm about. I don't know. On I could be about a lot of things. You have to throw me out something. You have to throw me a bone here. I don't know who is sitting on Rambo. Is that Amy? Is Amy sitting on Rambo? Tracy Greer is smoking out. Rambo is feeling homophobic now. Might have been the gypsy music. My bad, dude. Sorry about that. There are just Verticons galore in the chat room. The chat room is ablaze with Verticons. If you're not in the chat room, you're losing. Gaza. Took forever to sign in. Oh, Farmer, I guess 29. Nice. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate that. No, I know how it is. You know what it is? I tell you what it is. Happens to me too. BTR, for some reason, defaults to, like, doesn't remember my past, doesn't keep me logged in, doesn't remember me. You know? I always, like, the first time I hit a link, I'm logged in. I'm not logged in. I'm just, like, listening to it anonymously. And you don't know until about halfway through. See, somebody keeps yelling at guest 29, you know, fucking bitch-assness on a fucking popsicle stick who just wants to lurk in the background and not interact in the chat room with all of you folks. Anyways, I want to thank Amy, Kaz, Holly Lynn, Rambo, and Tracy. Burnout of politics. Yeah, totally burnout of politics. I hear you, sister. Rambo. I'm totally into a threesome, Rambo. With you on the, I'm team threesome. You said it, brother. Again, there's more. Dude, is there some hidden, like, porn verticons you can put in? Like, because you know how all emoticons are just, it's just code, basically, right? It's just like, oh, semicolon and a comma make a, yeah, you know, a smiley face or whatever. Anyways, taking a look at the chat room here. Holly Lynn says, homie, don't play that. Rambo is smiling. Tracy Greer is smiling the same way, sort of bucktooth-ish, and then it's kind of weird. It's kind of like almost like a rabbit looking at you. It's kind of creepy, actually. Did you guys stop that? Just that one. I mean, the other one's cool. Smoking, yeah, sure, dude. No worries, bro. The one where you're on, like, on the floor laughing, yeah, that one's fine. I don't know, any porn ones. Yeah, like that one, Rambo. That's the closest thing that they have to, like, a porn thing. Like, you know, like, why not just have dick and vagina verticons? All right, Kaz says, I won't be burned out on politics until the scum-sucking bastards in charge are gone. Gone is all caps. Tracy Greer has a nose poking the back of a smiley face. Okay, no, I'm just doing play-by-play for the chat room. So if at any point in time I get really bored and I want to listen back on my podcast so I can brush up on what was being thrown around in the chat room, I appreciate it. You guys are great. Amy, Kaz, Holly, Rambo, Tracy Greer, all big ups to you folks for sticking it out here. We've got 25 minutes to go. Plenty of time to take your calls. 347-826-7667. Getting low on tunes here. I didn't... Tracy Greer says that ain't my nose. Okay, nothing. You want me to entertain you? Like... What do you want me to do? Do American Pie make So you want like American Pie-ish humor, Amy? Is that what you want? Do you want me to tell you about how I'm having sex with a pie on the kitchen table? That's going to entertain you, or that's not going to entertain you, actually. That's what you're a little more straight-laced. I don't know. You should click on your little profile thing. Hey, if anybody wants to add me on Twitter, I'm a Twitter-holic. I think the link, if you go to my thing, but also there's the little, yeah. There's my Twitter. Hit me up. Yo. Oh, man. I didn't get to upload everything I wanted to upload. I had to upload some stuff. There's this band I've recently sort of gotten into called the Black Angels. I don't know if you folks are familiar with them. They're pretty rockin'. I mean, I kind of feeling them. Amy, you should totally call in right now. I'm gonna play Black Angels, and you are gonna swoop in like a black angel and save me. This song is actually called Telephone. Off of Persephone Dream. This is the Black Angels. Call in, Amy. 347-826-7667. Not slept in 3 days. What are y'all? Are you just been partying? Are you studying? Are you fucking a meth head? Are you a tweaker? What's your deal? You're a zombie. Well, I mean, come on. What's that saying? We're all technically zombies. Anyways, I want to thank Rambo for coming out. He just said earlier that he's going to go bone his wife. So kudos to him. He spread me some love, and now he's going to go spread his love with his baby doll. And speaking of baby dolls, join all the dolls here in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/
V-T-O-C-C-E, Vitoce. It's Italiano. Which, Amy, what's Monet? It's French. I mean, that could be anything. I don't know. Zombies. Yeah, I'm interested in the story about, just take an ibuprofen. Relax, drink some water, drink plenty of water. Try nibbling on some bread. Yeah, so that was the Black Angels. The track was Telephone. I actually thought Amy was going to call in, and she didn't. So that's okay. It's fine. I understand. She's probably got the, just like me, I got the wife asleep downstairs, so I'll just kind of, that's why I'm sorry, I'm very hush-hush and I'm, bated breath here. But, so Amy, I understand, you got to keep out on the DL, no problem, didn't happen, As for Kaz, Holly, Rambo, and Tracy, I don't know. I can't speak for them. I don't know. Just don't. Anywho, would love to know what's on your mind. Wow. I don't know what part of the globe you all are at, but he was going to call me. Amy was going to call me. She was. So that means she's not now. That's fine. It's cool. We can keep it strictly chat. I understand. I have a lot of just chat relationships. It's fine. No pressure. No judgments. It's all good. I'd say what's not all good is that I just kind of want to write it out here, play a few tunes. I'd love to mix it up with the ladies. We have so many ladies on the line. I mean, we have so many ladies that even the dudes' names are ladies' names, like Tracy Greer. I'm sorry, Tracy Greer is so disrespectful, but I swear to God, real talk, for the first 10 minutes, I thought you were a chick. But it's okay. You've sort of had a virtual sex change since then. And now you're Tracy Greer. It's almost like a, blaxploitation hero name. Tracy Greer. Maybe a wide receiver for the Detroit Lions. I don't know. Tracy Greer. It could be a comedian. Pretty important, of course. Which I'm a big fan of Tracy and Holly's work. They do great work together. Well, there's 15 minutes remaining here. 15 minutes for Amy to give us a call. That's being me and myself. 347-826-7667. Once again, it's 347-826-7667. 15 minutes remain to take your calls. Oh, my God. Don't tell me that the audio is cutting out. I'll tell you what. Oh, are you guys saying that the audio is gone? All right. I'm going to try playing a track here then. Since I can't talk and chat at the same time because I don't have the hands-free device, I didn't have enough time to set up my USB headset Skype piece of crap. I'm going to go into some. I've run out of stuff to play. I really have. All right, I'll tell you what. Here we go. Let me get this place.
That's where I fell in love, when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, and for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face. For it was fiesta, and we were so gay, south of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered, "Mañana," never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered, "Mañana," for our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay south of the border, down Mexico way.
We did the refresh, and we're back. I want to remind you that we have 12 minutes left, 12 minutes for you to call in at 347-826-7667. We can talk about all of your desires right here tonight in the next 10 minutes. If you call now, 347-826-7667. If not, I'm going to play some hardcore rock and roll, like not rock and roll, but like hardcore music. Yeah, so do what you got to do, but before you do it, give me a call at 347-826-7667. Once again, I'm Vince in the Bay. I want to thank you all for joining me here on my little maiden voyage, little stealth show here. I think I'm gonna have to open a new account again, like a fifth time. I just have to learn not to cuss, I guess. I don't know. You know how it do. Anyways, I want to thank you ladies for hanging out. Amy, I wish you would have called. Would have been nice. So 10 minutes, you can do it. 347-826-7667. If not, I'm going to have to play some obscure hardcore music. One more time. 347-826-7667. You're one phone call away from achieving all your heart desires with Vince in the Bay right here on Disorderly Conduct. Let's do some disorderly conduct over the airwaves right here now. 347-826-7667. Or, like I said, we can have a provocative, informative conversation, or I can play some hardcore, obscure hardcore music. Damn, Facebook is so annoying. Facebook is killing me. How do you disable Facebook? I'm telling you, Facebook's going to go the way of AOL. Totally calling it right now. Facebook will be around, but it'll be a dinosaur. Somebody's going to buy it, like Time Warner. They're going to regret it, and it's just going to be... I haven't even seen that movie. I'm not even trying to go into it. I wish I'd see a movie so I could do a movie review. But anyways, let's do a quick. We got 8 minutes remaining here. 8 minutes to take your call. And lo and behold, with 8 minutes left, we have a caller. 614, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
It's Amy.
Amy. Just in the nick of time, you made it.
Yeah, things were getting lame.
Because I was getting lame?
No, I'm just kidding. You're fine. I just want to know, like, what
you're
the whole show...
You
what?
I was just going to insult you. I'm sorry. What were you... I interrupted
you. Were you going to insult me?
Well, I insulted you by trying to interrupt you, is what I meant.
Oh, I just kind of wanted to know, like, what your show, like, you know, what you're about, what, I mean, what made you decide to do this?
What did I put on the, see, that's the thing I need to know. What does it say in the description? There's, like, I put five words. What were the five words? I don't even remember. I can't, I see the chat room, but I don't see, is that something that's physically possible for you to view? No?
Do what?
Okay, because if you can't, it's no big deal. I mean, it's all good. If you're positioned somewhere, if you're comfortable, don't.
Oh, no, it was just you were cutting out.
Oh, you're hiding, you're on a stakeout? What are you doing?
No.
Are you CIA? I knew it. Knew it.
What?
You're not, or FBI?
No.
Anyways, Amy, what's going on?
I'm none of those.
Like, what are you
saying? I'm silly from
no sleep. What am I about? Sorry?
I just want to know, like, I mean, do you just talk about, like, you know, current events or, like,
I would love
what made you do the radio show?
What current event would you like to talk about? I would love to talk about a current event. But we only have...
Oh, my gosh, I don't know.
We have 6 minutes to do it, though. You waited this long, so there's 6 minutes. What current event do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Let's just make it interesting.
First, I want to talk about what part of the globe are you calling from?
I am in the U.S., I'm from Ohio.
Middle America. Got it. The Buckeyes? Are you a Buckeye?
No, I'm not a Buckeye fan. I'm a traitor of the worst kind. I'm all things Michigan.
Which Michigan? The Wolverines?
Michigan Wolverines, not Eastern Michigan, not the Spartans. Wolverines, baby.
Not Central Michigan. University of Detroit.
Yeah, I'm a Red Wings fan. I'm a Lions fan. I'm a Tigers fan.
Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Oh, my. Tigers are good. Tigers have been good lately, haven't they? I don't follow baseball. I lost baseball a long time ago. I have a curse. Apparently, the Giants are on the cusp, but they're gonna. I think they're gonna find a way to blow it. Which is what happens in San Francisco all the time. They always find time to blow in San Francisco.
I'm mainly all about college football and hockey.
Oh, hockey's already starting. It's already the preseason's.
Yeah,
now.
Pre-games have already started.
So you like the Calgary Flames?
Do what?
Calgary.
You like what?
The Flames. Isn't Calgary still the Flames?
I'm a wingnut.
You're a wingnut?
I'm a wingnut.
Oh, your
That's
team's
what
the
they
wingnut.
Call Red Wings fans.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we played the Hawks back-to-back. We won yesterday and lost. Well, yeah. Lost yesterday and won Friday. But it's just pregame, so.
I appreciate you being my Wings correspondent tonight. What are my Wings? My wingman for the Red Wings, the wingnut ma'am. Yeah.
I hate the Leafs. I hate the Bruins. I hate the Flyers.
Yeah, I hear you, sister.
Ooh, the Flames, Bob. No.
The Flames, the Calgary Flames, right? It's a team, right?
Yeah. They're,
yeah, the Calgary Flames. I used to like them. Because when I grew up, we didn't have a team. And, I mean, now San Jose, the town I grew up in, has a hockey team. But
okay.
When I was a kid, we didn't. They would do, like, exhibition matches
mm-hmm.
in California. But, like, I'd see them at the Oakland Coliseum. They'd do, like, the Penguins and, like, the fucking Flyers. Random games that mean nothing. But now
yeah.
the Sharks, like, sell out. It's crazy. They sell out, like, almost every game.
Yep.
It's pretty wild.
It is wild.
But I like the Flames, though. They have cool jerseys.
Yeah. They are. I have to put up with a Habs fan for a boyfriend, so...
Oh, you hobnob with your boyfriend where?
He's a Hobbs fan.
Hogs?
Hobbs, H-A-B-S.
Hobbs. What
the
hell
is that? It's a Canadian team. It stands for Les Habitants, for Club de Hockey.
Oh, it's like some junior league shit.
No.
It's like minor leagues? I don't know. I'm not up on hockey.
No,
they have
NHL hockey.
Every year.
Like, the big debate in Canada is whether or not the Canadian team for that country is the Leafs or the Habs. Like, they go back and forth. It's like a rivalry within their own country that's a big deal or whatever.
So what kind of music are you into?
I like death metal. I like...
Oh, sweet. do you want to hang on a second and check out this band from San Jose called Sabretooth Zombie?
Okay.
All right. I want to thank everybody for joining me in the chat room. Amy, of course, beautiful and lovely. Bob, Kaz, Holly, and Tracy. This is Sabretooth Zombie Dangerous Beast right here on Disorderly Conduct. and that ended pretty abruptly. Amy, are you still there? Hello, Amy?
Hello? Hello?
Amy?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Good. So we're in the overtime now.
Okay.
This is not being broadcast. Are you familiar with BTR?
No.
Oh. So anyways, we're going into overtime here. We're like, we've stopped broadcasting, but it's still recording. Like, we can still talk for, like, I don't know, goes, like, for another half an hour, and then it cuts off. It'll, like, all of a sudden cut off.
Okay.
So you're not broadcasting live, but it'll be in the archives, so just so you know.
Okay.
So that was Sabretooth Zombie. We're here in OT with Amy. Everything rhymes, if you really think about it. If you just talk really slow, pretty much everything rhymes.
Yeah. Anyway,
so that was Sabretooth Zombie. Sabretooth Zombie with Dangerous Beast. Or Beat. No, not even Beast. The font's so small, I can't read it. Dangerous Beat. So anyway, did you like that?
Yeah, it was kind of like a little staticky over my phone or whatever, but, I mean, from what I could tell,
oh, yeah,
I
it sounds like
it.
Crap. If you're listening to it on your computer, it's going to sound like crap, too, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all
I mean, do you listen to a lot of death metal? Like, I mean, Whitechapel?
No, I'm not. I have, no. It's, I don't know, it's kind of worse death metal.
Well, I mean, I listen to, like, a little bit of everything, if, as long as it's, like, a good song, you know.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of pop music, I guess, but.
Yeah. But pretty much every song is a pop song. It has some sort of pop structure to it now, though.
This is true.
I think pop now just means anything with a steady beat.
Yeah. I don't know, this is the first night I ventured out into this whole radio thing. One of my friends mm-hmm. just started his own show on Sports Talk or whatever, and I basically just listened to his stuff. I wanted to see what else was out there.
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag. You get a lot of the conspiracy theorists. You get a lot of the right-wing conservative survivalists, conspiracy
yeah,
theorists.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of conspiracy
stuff.
And a whole lot
and then,
of
and then you get
politics.
The other extreme where you... Yeah, the other extreme, you get, like, total, gospel and Bible preachings and self-help shit and just all kinds of crap, you know?
Yeah, the last...
But every once in a while,
last
like,
room I was...
I have to give it a some. Every time you're on the BTR page, there's at least one person they put through that little, like, slideshow there. There'll be, like, at least one person will be like, huh, that person did a random interview on BTR? What a trip. But
yeah,
I went through a heavy BTR phase about a year and a half ago. Like, this is the first broadcast I've done in almost a year. I think the last one was like in last November. And when I first found out about BTR, I just went BTR bananas. Just stayed up all night calling into other people's shows, doing as many shows as I could. You know, chatting and talking on other people's shows. You know,
mm-hmm.
all the time. Like, I was like a crack addict. It was seriously like crack. Speaking of which, you're not a crack, are you?
No.
Well, I don't know. You've been up for 3 days. I mean, how do you explain that?
Well, if I explained it to you, it's kind of a long story.
I've got time.
All right. I struggle with insomnia because I have kidney failure and I'm on dialysis. It causes all kinds of crazy, weird stuff, like with my appetite and all kinds of stuff. So that's why I don't sleep. I'm waiting on a kidney transplant as we speak.
You should do a BTR show about it. You might get a donor. You don't know. Who knows?
Well,
who knows?
Well, I have one that's like being tested and everything, and it's like this super long process, and I'm like playing the waiting game, which is like crazy.
I bet. That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it is. I'm 28. This will be my second one.
Wait, your second kidney transplant?
Yeah, I had my first one at 18.
So do you have to get one every 10 years?
That's like the minimum expected life. I mean, it can go longer than that. Mine only lasted 7. I've
Are
been on dialysis
technically
for
bionic?
Almost... No.
How do they repair you?
I just have somebody else's kidney.
Amazing. I can't believe that even... You should take that for granted almost. That
yeah.
kind of scientific medical technology exists. Or achievement exists, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, from the kidney disease and everything and, like, the medications that I was on from being, from having a transplant caused, like, other problems. So, like, I'm 28 and I have a fake hip, too. I've had a total hip replacement.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Is it metal?
It's titanium.
So you're literally metal to the bone.
Yeah.
That's you. That's why you like death metal. You have no choice. You're technically not.
Nope, it's all man-made. It's all man-made for me.
I knew it. You're totally RoboCop.
Everybody calls me that. I swear.
You're a replicant. You're a replicant. I knew it. Ah.
They're like, nobody messed with Amy.
Dude, I wouldn't mess with Sean Young. Have you ever seen Sean Young, like, in interviews and stuff?
Yeah.
She's fucking a lunatic.
Yeah.
Either that or she's on some really good drugs. Probably both. like when this Christine O'Donnell thing first came out, I went on YouTube and, like, looked up her shit. But one of the first things I saw was this episode she did with Sean Young. And Sean Young made her look like, I don't know, Princess Leia or something. She just, like, she made her look, Sean Young was just off the charts kooky. She made Christine O'Donnell look like Einstein. I don't know. It was just nuts. You got to look that up. Go on YouTube. And Sean, if you want to, Sean Young, like, Bill Maher, like, introduces her. He's like, and as always, the party's already started. The show's already started with Sean Young. Just laughing like crazy. Like, literally laughing out loud all the time. Just crazy. She had to be coked up on and just wasted on so much shit. Either that or she's just fucking nuts. Yeah. Anyway, I would YouTube that. YouTube that. Sean Young, Christine O'Donnell, Bill Maher, YouTube. It's a good
okay.
one.
Okay. I definitely will.
She's an amazing actress.
Do what?
I can't believe Marlo Thomas is 72 years old.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They show her in the little Today's Picks thing that keeps rotating. She might be after Chris Difford. I don't know. No, maybe it's Sir Ken Robinson. Or, nope. Ooh, Terry J. Vaughn. Who's Terry J. Vaughn? Patrick Wilson. Is that one of the, is he related to the Wilson? Kimberly Caldwell? Colin Ferguson? Who are these people?
I have no idea.
It. Matthew Ashford? These guys are all... Scott Conant. Eric White. These people are generic. They're not even real people. Faith Evans, that sounds familiar. I've heard of Faith Evans. That's definitely... Parvish Chinna. Nope. Marlo Thomas. There she is. Marlo Thomas, 72-year-old icon. Roseanne Cash. Okay, I have some Roseanne Cash on my iTunes. Anyways, we're kicking it here with Amy, who's being a good sport, hanging out with me on my first show back in almost a year.
Oh, wow.
You're a...
Let me do it for a year.
Yeah, you're helping me sort of repop my cherry here on BTR. You've deflowered me. Does that mean the show? The show has been re-deflowered.
I do that a lot.
But, yeah, no, I'm grateful that you called in. How did you find out about my show?
I was just flipping through the ones that were on air right now.
Oh, so it was listed there? Like when you
the little live chat with box or whatever where it shows all the shows that are up and running at the moment.
Yeah, okay, so it shows my chat in there. That's good to know. Cool. That's good. That's always good. At least I'm visible somewhere. Because, like, I have this account basically blacklisted a year ago. Then I opened another one. That one got blacklisted. Another one got blacklisted. And I was just like, fuck it. And I just gave up on BTR.
Jeez.
Yeah. I think I got
in trouble in another chat room for saying lame. I don't know.
For saying what?
For saying lame. They quieted me for saying lame.
Oh, he like muted you?
Yeah, they muted me for saying lame.
Yeah. You know what's great about being muted? You're not really making any noise to begin with. It's kind of like a stupid concept. You're muted from chat. It should be more like you're blocked.
Mhm.
Yeah, that's stupid. Like, I've done that. Like, I've popped in the chat rooms and like, just do some sarcastic off the wall comment and it like rubs somebody the wrong way and they just go like, boom, it bounces you. And then there's like the Black Power, Black Panther type people that they just look at your icon and they're like, oh, it's a white dude, and they kick you out.
Yeah. I don't know, but I thought, like, the whole point of, like, a radio show, like, on the web like this would, like, not be concerned with that kind of BS.
That's the beauty of BTR. It can be whatever you want it to be. Like, for me, when I first got into it, it was more just social networking. It's just another social networking site.
Mm-hmm.
People do a show, and they tune into other people's show, and they chat, and like right there, Bob US MC, I've seen him trolling around all different types of shows, and like I'm probably the only one on at this time, so he has no choice but to listen to me, which is great, because I've seen Bob US MC. I assume he's a rapper. He He's an MC, obviously. Bob U.S. MC. Or is it MC Bob U.S.?
I was just, like, laughing because, like, someone, like, made a comment that they hoped, like, Obama would get shot or whatever. And then, like,
what?
This Somebody other said... lady was, she was hating all.
Chat room?
Yeah, they said that in a chat room. And they didn't get muted, but I got muted for saying lame. I just laughed about it.
Wait, I muted you?
Huh?
No, I was just looking it back at the chat. anyways. Yeah, see, for me, BTR is kind of like, it's just another medium for social networking. Because, I mean, it's just people randomly putting up shows, and there's a lot of like-minded people that they gravitate from show to show.
Yeah.
But there's a few that, like, there's this group, they're called In the Building. Have you listened to this Sidebar with Mrs. PG?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, she's on every... 9 o'clock Pacific. So whatever that is. I don't know. 11 Central. Is that what you are? Are you Central?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in. They're based out of Milwaukee. That's like this group of friends that they just. I mean, when I started on BTR, they were like in full attack mode too, but they were, it was like a gang of them. When I started BTR, it was just me. I was just like trolling around and made friends and stuff. And they already came in with like there's already like 10 of them that are all friends and they all do their own shows. So like pretty much 24 hours a day. So one of them had a show on and they would just like go from show to show. Okay, my show's up. Well, check out PG. She's up next, you know. With the Sidebar, and it just keeps going and going and going. They cut it down. They're down to, like, 2 shows a day now. But for a while, they were doing it, like, almost 24/7. And they did this show, this late-night show called The Late Night with Bobblehead Productions. And it was basically, like, it just started off with just, like, dirty talk and just people talking shit and... And almost every other show would end with, like, full-on, like, phone sex. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
I had to download some of the archives just for posterity's sake. And of course, that account got shut down eventually. But what's crazy is, like, they were doing that shit. They were, like, on, like, chicks having orgasms and, like, dude fucking his wife on the air. Well, not on the air. They would always wait for, like, this. Like, you know how we're in overtime right now? They would just like, hell yeah, you can, you know, only the people that call in can hear it, and unless you listen back to the archives or whatever. But they were doing some nasty shit, and I wasn't doing any of that. I was just like, I was just cussing. That was about the only thing I was doing. And I had like 3 or 4 shows in a row get like tagged as adult and like banished. And they were having full-on orgasms on their show, and they didn't get busted at all until like a year later or some shit. It's crazy how long they were doing that for until they got shut down.
That's nuts.
They were doing some wild stuff though. Like they were doing like basically like peep shows on like it gravitated to like Ustream.
Mhm.
Yeah. That's what's crazy about all this technology and the internet and it's just the connection possibilities are like endless. We really are in the matrix right now. It's just
totally
fucking like you have to be on acid to comprehend what we're involved in right now. We don't even know it.
Mhm. Absolutely.
But yeah, thanks for coming through. I'm super stoked. Are you gonna do a BTR show now?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I'll think about it.
You can do a metal show. There's not enough metal shows.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, for me, like, to me, the whole thing about Blog Talk Radio is that the operative word is talk.
Right.
You know? That's because, like, I don't know if you listen to the quality on your computer. It's, like, it's super compressed. It sounds like shit. You don't want – music sounds like crap on it.
Yeah.
You know? It's
just –
it's really just what it says, Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
Because it's not high quality, so it's more just people who want to have a talk show. Or, I mean, you know, like, you can, you know, you can reference stuff and, like, but, like, I'm fine with playing some music if nobody's going to call in. But I'd love to do just a music show or whatever, but I don't think blog, like, you can do that. So much higher quality somewhere else. It's just stupid.
Very true.
Yeah. So what was the last show you went to?
Oh, I can't remember the name now. But it was all, they were all talking about conspiracies and stuff like that, and Weaver.
Sorry, I cut you off. What'd you say?
It's okay. They were talking about beaver fever, like really big, like, I guess certain places in the Rockies or whatever, like, there's, like, the beavers and their poop and people are drinking the water and people are getting sick and dying and they're calling it beaver fever. And some little girl, like, called in thinking we were talking about Justin Bieber. Oh my God, I was laughing hard.
Wow. That's like Three's Company funny.
Yeah. They're like, how old are you? She's like 14. They're like, what are you doing up this late?
Kids, they're ridiculous.
I'm like, Justin Bieber, oh my God.
Kids?
No, I don't have kids. No.
Do you want to have kids?
No.
Fair enough. Moving on.
it's okay. So, I mean, I just don't.
Yeah, no. Hey, no worries. So, what current events? What other current events are have your attention?
Well, I mean, right now I'm just pretty pissed about, like, the whole war thing and everything. I mean, it doesn't matter if we stay there two more days or two more years or 10 more years. It's not going to change. We're going to be in the same position that we are right now, and we're just going to keep losing more people for no reason. And the only reason this is still going on is because President Obama doesn't want to be a president who lost a war, and the Republicans are just swarming around him waiting for the opportunity to blame him for a lost war, and that's what it all comes down to. Which is completely, completely ridiculous. Like, man up and pull out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you imply the pull-out method. The rhythm method. Try it.
Yeah.
It'll save your life. Ah, I totally agree with you. Yeah. But we have to get used to the war because it's always going to be there because they branded it. It's like the war on poverty. Still with us. The war on drugs still with us.
Yep.
The war on terror still with us. They keep declaring these new wars because they have to. That's what keeps the machine pumping. Is there's always got to be an enemy.
Mhm. And I mean, I'm not someone that's like against war and everything. And like, I mean, I know that there's always going to be war and everything, but this is coming straight down.
Yeah, so you're not seeing any change between Bush and Obama. You're seeing continuity. It's a different keyword. It's just a continuity. It's just like they passed off the baton. They're on the same team. They're doing the same.
Yep.
They're all working for the same people. They all have the same interest themselves. Yeah.
People want to say, oh no, like they're for the people. Well, no politician is for the people. It's all about the politics within the politics, and all government officials are for the government. They're not for the people. They only do things to better themselves and their own careers.
Mm-hmm. Are you on Twitter?
No. I don't tweet.
No. You should tweet. You should get a twat. I mean, a Twitter account.
I should. I just never did. I don't know why. I mean, I was lucky to get on Facebook. Like, I'm totally not, like,
You're already plugged into the Matrix. You might as well go all the way. Join us on Twitter. It's great. It's awesome. It's like sex. It's awesome.
It's really that good.
Dude, it's like having sex on ecstasy at the top of the Eiffel Tower with Cheryl Teagues.
Nice. All right, you've convinced me.
Orgasmic.
You've done what no one else has been able to do.
I got you to get a Twitter account.
Yep. I'll do it.
Yeah, and then follow me.
Okay.
And I'll follow you.
All right.
We'll be followers of one another.
Of each other.
Mutual followees. And ers.
There you go.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But don't just follow me, because then if it's just me and you just following each other, we'll just go in circles. That's why you gotta have other people you follow. You switch off. Although they changed it, they're trying to slowly make Twitter more palatable for Facebook users.
Okay.
I think something else is going to come along. I don't think it's Twitter, but I foresee Facebook in 10 years looking like AOL looks today.
Okay.
They'll still be there. It'll just be kind of like, what do you have, an AOL account?
No.
I'm sorry, do you have an AOL account? Maybe I'm totally insulting you.
No, I don't have an AOL account.
Okay.
I thought that was like ancient caveman.
Totally. So yesterday. Well, I used to say like Facebook, 2007 was Facebook, or no, 2006 was Friendster. 2007, it was MySpace. And then 2008, it was Facebook. And 2009, it was Twitter. And 2010, there's like nothing really.
Yeah.
It's kind of stagnated. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Oh, I think Friendster still exists. Did you ever do Friendster?
Nope, I never did that one. The only one I ever did was MySpace, and, like, I quit that, like, shortly after I started it.
Oh, like smoking?
Yeah. And then, like, all my friends were like, no, like, you gotta try Facebook. I'm like, well, like, if it's, like, my space, I don't want to. And they're like, no, it's way better, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll try it. So I did, and then, like, all these people came out of the woodworks.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it definitely, and it just, and for me at least, it just, there's a couple nibbles, and then all of a sudden it just snowballs, and it's just, you're just, like, inundated with people from grade school, high school, college, different jobs, friends of friends of friends, people that, you know, you went to high school with that, that weren't even in your class that you didn't know, but you had a crush on, you know, just random, just so totally nuts. It was just like, it got, it really creeped me out at one point. I was just like, this is, I haven't seen the movie yet. I heard there's a movie come out soon.
So it's like a psychological, I saw that.
It's supposed to be like a psychological thriller. So it's kind of like how Facebook is. It's all, it's mind control. It's CIA. It's just, you know, it's the self-compliant 1984 surveillance society, but it's like self-surveillance though. People are like willingly foursquaring where their exact coordinates are. Basically saying, yeah, me and the kids and the wife, we're all gone to Tahoe for the week. The house is empty.
No joke.
Shit like that happens all the time where people get ripped off through Facebook
had a friend this past week that happened to. They went away for their anniversary and they came back and they were totally cleaned out.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the biggest thing that like creeped me out was like the exes that like show up and then like you like ignore them and they send another invite, like multiple ones. I'm like, yo, I've ignored you like 3 times. Get a clue. Why do I want to be friends with you?
Yeah. At one point in time, I would just play a game, almost like roulette or something. I would like every time I would log on, I would guess, okay, how many people are online right now that I've slept with? And I'll just be like, okay, I guess 4. And I'll log on, it'll be like 7. And it was a cool game for a while. And then I actually increased the number thanks to Facebook. But after that initial novelty wore off, it just kind of got annoying because, like, there's people that still play, like, Farmville and all that shit. And, like, you know, I brought back poking just because I thought it was a fun pun to make. And so I still poke people. But I have some people that I used to go to high school with that obviously need to get a life. Like, they make me feel better about myself. Like, I'm just like, okay, I might have it bad, but I don't have it that bad. This person is losing it with baking stuff virtually online via Facebook.
I don't play Facebook games.
Yeah. I just recently started playing Words with Friends. I like that. I suck at it, but I like it. It's good. Casual. It helps your mind, you know, it makes you think.
Yeah.
Interactive.
I play this one. It's called Arena, but it's not associated with Facebook anymore. It's, like, separate or whatever. But
Arena?
Like, yeah, it's called Arena. You have your own profile, and, like, you grab and lock people. And then there's, like, it's called Arena Live.
People?
Yeah, you grab and lock them. Like, you're on a timer.
Like, physically, like, attach yourself to them?
No, what you do is, like, they have, like, it's called a grab button, and you go in, and you have, like, a grab party, because everybody shows up when it's your time to grab.
Don't worry, sister, I already got my grab button pre-installed.
So, like, okay, you have your party going on. There's, like, all these people trying for you. And,
So kind of like real life.
Yeah. It's, like, all about
making
money. Everybody's
always trying for me in real life. Can't I... I hate that when people are always trying for me. This would be like, I wonder if they base this on my life. Anyways, continue. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting.
That's okay. But they have, like, there's also, it's called Arena Live, and it's a chat room where, like, all the people that play the game go in and, you know, talk to each other and, mm-hmm. you know, like, announce your grabs and, like, all that. And everything. So, I mean, basically it comes down to, like, it's just big one, like, sexual game fest or whatever. Like, somehow it just gets really mucked up.
Wait, it gets sexual? It gets, like, really raunchy?
Yeah, like, I mean, you were, I mean, like,
I
all
check
the,
out.
Like,
it's thearena.com.
All the, like, pictures that people, like, post on my wall and stuff. They're all just, like,
oh,
all dirty pictures.
Wall? Where are you? Okay, what is it called?
Arena.
Arena?
Mm-hmm.
That's it? .com or just Arena?
Yeah, it's Arena on GrabMania.com.
On Grab?
GrabMania.
Well, Mia or me?
Mania.
Grab Mania?
Yes.
Grab Mania. I think I suffer from that. .com?
Yep.
Arena on Grab Mania. No. Are you sure it's... I spell arena.
Hmm? Arena. A-R-E-N-A.
Right. O-N-G-R-A-B-M-A-N-I-A.
Yep.
.com?
Yep.
The server not found. Doesn't exist.
It's showing an exclamation... mark after arena.
Okay, let me see this. Arena. Arena junkies. Grab. Mania.
Yeah, I think they have an arena junkie too. It's supposed to be for people who are addicted.
Just, you know what I do sometimes with these? I just look at the images. Oh, it's weird. Arena Grab Mania. I searched it Google Images. It gives me like...
Mm-hmm.
It gives me like football pictures and Michael Jackson... And, like, sumo wrestlers, like, stretching. There's a lot of wrestlers. Oh, there's Kimbo Slice. This is, like, mixed martial arts or whatever. Oh, my God. Michael Jackson, like, behind the camera shooting some video. That's pretty crazy. What a talent. I mean, not only could he dance and choreograph and...
I don't know. See
races.
If you can find it through
you
Facebook.
You can also shoot film. What?
See if you can find it through Facebook.
I gotta go to Facebook. Oh, man. What's your Facebook? Are you on... Let's see.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
You don't have to get it to me over the air or whatever. It's called Arena. Grab. How about if I just put arena? Exclamation point. I see it now. Go to, that's an application.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so can I get out of my phone? I'm going to like it. Just because somebody will think I'm cool because I like it. Go to application. All right, I'm going to the application. Here it is. Ooh, basic install. Allow. Grab Mania. Okay, here we are. I'm in. I'm totally in.
Sweet.
I want to start grabbing now. Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. Wow, my computer's flipping out. Did you just get to send me a virus? You are CIA. God damn it. I knew it.
No.
Dude, seriously, this thing is freaking out trying to load this web page. It's so crazy. I think I just crashed Facebook again.
No.
Ooh, it says arena. Please wait. Yeah, I connect with Facebook. Yes, I just, what the hell? Bookmark arena now. What's happening?
Yeah, you have to bookmark
it. I'm bookmarking
it,
bitch. Consider that bitch bookmarked. My grabs? Oh. I must start grabbing people. That's it?
No, you have to read. You have to make it. Like, check out other people.
Oh,
like,
ready,
you
I'm
put a background. Like, you got
to
find
ready
me.
I'm ready to make it right now. I'm ready. Getting ready to make it right now. Where are you at? I got, dude, it says I got $500,000. I got some bank.
That's really not a whole lot.
Let's go. I
want
to take
it.
Okay, I want to take it. I got $500,000. I want to take you out to dinner. How do I do that?
You have to come to my page and you have to,
come
do
on
an action to me.
Temp my profile.
You need to read the how to play section.
There's too many words on the screen. I just want to hit buttons.
It explains everything to you.
Why is arena always spelled with an exclamation point?
Okay, you know what? Go to live.
Go to live. See, that's what I
go to live, and I will find you.
Jump in live. All right, I'm totally live. Boom, live. There it is. Oh, do I have to say something first? What is this?
Yeah, say something.
So this is kind of like Twitter.
Say hi, Amy.
Amy. Typing with my left hand. I only talk on the phone with my right hand. It says unlocked. What the fuck does that mean? Should I be locked?
Well, people will, like, try to lock you now since they see you're unlocked. You tell
unlocked
them that you're a new
2
user.
Hours? Oh, so you're going to come lock me? Come on. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're already locked.
Shoot.
Okay, wait, you gotta
somebody
wait
already got
to lock up with you.
Like, you've been on here all,
right,
all
well,
of, like, 2 minutes.
I'm going to somebody else to lock up with. I'm going to go lock up with somebody else. I'll come back and check you out in 9 minutes.
I'm going to sit here and wait.
9 minutes? What the fuck? Who are you locked up with right now? You're already locked up with somebody?
I'm with some guy.
Oh, my God. You are a wingnut.
Yeah.
All right. So
may arise against something or another.
God damn, you got a lot of money, sister.
Well, I'm a spender. I chose a spender. You can either choose to be an earner or a spender.
You could have the saver or the spender account, sir. Which would you prefer?
give her the suspender. I'll take the saber.
So what are you spending your shit on? So it sounds like so you're basically
people?
Like giving out like basically welfare to other people.
Yes.
You're buying friends. You're no better than Barack Obama, George Bush. They're part donkey love child.
So if you're
right.
if you're a spender, you're gonna spend by giving
people. Oh, I'm gonna totally grab her. Just click to grab her. I'm gonna click to grab you.
I grab
Wingnut
you.
Wingnut Amy is locked. The remaining time is underneath. Ew. Can I watch who you're locked up with, or is that private?
I'm locked up for 7 minutes.
I just want to watch. This is weird. You're cute.
Grab
me, baby. Yeah, you're cute. Where's more photos of you? How do I see more of you?
All my photos are on Facebook.
That's it. I'm blocking you. Forget it.
Oh, come on. I can send
you're literally
you
a wingnut.
I can send you some pictures. Chill out.
Yeah, totally. I'm chilling. Do it up. God damn, you are big spender. So is that how much you spent or how much you have your balance right now?
That's how much I've spent since I started playing the game.
Uh-huh. How much have you made? How much you taken in?
Oh, I have no idea. That's, so much. That doesn't get recorded for me because I'm not, I don't save money. If you choose to save.
Oh, my God. You are a grabbing slut. You've got 2,000 grabs and almost 5,000 grabbers. And you've been in 1,500 locks. Holy
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get around, sister.
This is so Matrix.
It's unbelievable. You're locked with 5 minutes and 36 seconds to synchronize. Oh, this is beautiful.
Now
that's
I have
right.
my own secrets and, my own way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually, you are locked with me. You belong to me for 2 hours.
Well, just have at me then, I guess. I just do what you gotta do. No judgments. It's fine. Born in December. I don't want to give
got
up.
Your, got me. Your tag up?
My tag up? Oh, do I have to, put a... Do I have a picture? What is it? Can I look at my wingnut or my arena profile? Oh, duh.
As the first one
I'm
to write
click
on your
my
page,
profile.
Too.
What?
I was the first one to write on your page, too. I just got $10,000 from you.
Oh, fuck, yeah. let me see what you just wrote. I don't know if it's worth that much. Maybe it's worth more. Yeah, so just default to that picture. Okay. I haven't even poked you yet, and you're already taking money from me.
Well, on your
you
locker,
on
if anybody does anything to you while you belong to me, I make money off of you.
Oh, shit. You mean people are going to see in my timeline that you're poking that you're locked with me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Now I'm a fucking slut. I see how it works.
You're just basically trying to pimp yourself out, make the most money you can.
What now? What is this? Enable email notifications, 300 tokens instantly? What's a token? I thought I had money. I thought I had dollars.
You do, but in order to send, gifts, you need tokens.
Uh-huh.
There's gifts that are worth money and worth tokens. But when you send the gifts, the tokens translate into money when you spend and save. So if you're someone who is saving money, like, it's not good to, like, be spending money.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? You need to try and, like, accumulate as much money as you can. Like, so you want people to be
kind of like real life.
Yeah, pretty much. You want people to be
okay.
doing as much as they can to you, gifting you, visiting you, grabbing you, making you money.
So basically, I'm whoring myself out.
Yes.
Virtually. It's hot. I like this. I don't know what's happening, but it's the concept is amazing. Can't wait. How much longer till I lock up with you?
You're with me for 2 hours.
How do I find that information? Where do I? Because I went to
you
my profile.
You go to the how to play.
Like, how to play. I definitely want to play. I know how to play. Okay, here we go. Moderators. This is some Jim Jones, Jonestown Massacre shit, dude. This is crazy. This is a cult. I love it. I still don't understand what a token costs $5,000. Can I just get an arena accountant to work all this stuff out? Is there a plugin for that? Is there like an
no,
app?
I wish.
How am I supposed to get my arena on? I want to get into the arena. I don't want to have to worry about making cash. I need to be liquid. I need to have cash on hand. Okay, I'll have my lawyer look this over, and I'll get back to you. First up. There's lots of numbers, and this is crazy. This is.
I don't know. It, like, confuses a lot of people. I don't know. I got it, like, right away.
Okay.
I'm just an intellectual badass.
Support. Oh, I totally need support. I don't get this at all. This is still, I think we're still recording on Blog Talk Radio, too, by the way.
Yeah.
As long as we can still talk, I think it's going to disconnect us probably in like 5 minutes. So.
I'll just talk to you on Arena.
Yeah, we'll just step into the arena. Okay. Yeah. So fucking cool. I never knew about
I'm
you.
Unlocked. Did you grab me?
Oh my God, I totally want to grab you. Where? How do I get there?
You have to bookmark me.
Oh,
shit. So that you can easily
serious?
Get back to me. Are you on my page,
does
though?
Does I have to go backwards to go find you? Where'd you go? Two visitors. Oh, it says I'm locked.
You're still on my page. I see you. I have my visitor tracker.
Wait, it says you bit me and left me a comment and locked me. Six minutes ago, you locked me.
Hurry up and grab me.
How do I do that?
Do you see a button where it says grab? It's green.
All right, let's go to you. Yeah. Says Wingna Amy is locked.
Oh, my God. You played around too long.
No. Wait. This is your locked.
Oh, no.
Left.
Yeah, you still have a chance. Now, what you want to do is you want to hit synchronize at 10, okay? And
why
then
not?
As
like
soon as...
Now.
No, listen. This is what you have to do. You hit synchronize at 10. And then you want to hit the green grab button at around 7. Hold it down and then release it when it says unlock. Got it?
Yeah. You are CIA. I knew it. You're CIA. 10 seconds, synchronizing. I'll see a green button.
Oh, no.
Just click on the picture to refresh. Click to grab her.
You lost me. I'm locked down.
What?
Yep.
I don't get it. I hit synchronize, and there was no... You said there's going to be a green button, right?
Yeah, it's right underneath synchronize.
It says click to grab her. I already hit that.
Huh?
Like it says, like I see you, it says you're locked, and it says synchronize, and it says click to grab her. And
yeah, that's what you
put. You told me with 10 seconds left, hit synchronize. I did, and there's supposed to be a green button. I didn't see a green button, but the click to grab her was still there.
Yeah, it'll say click to grab her.
Yeah.
It shows up green for me.
I think you're colorblind.
What color is it for you?
I'm going to do something to Wingnut. I'm going to have myself a door. No.
A door? That is so lame.
I'm going to cast a spell. I'm casting a spell on you.
I already bit you.
No. I felt good. I like that. God, you're taking all kinds of money from me. You've already been grabbed by some guy that... Where the hell is he from? How do you say that name? You are
scary. I have no idea. You get, like, all kinds of people like that that you can't pronounce their name.
Dude, so you can't send me any pictures?
Yeah, I can.
Oh. Well, fucking send me some pictures. What do we have to be locked? We don't need to be locked, right? We have an open relationship. You can... It's fine. You can be locked with... this dude from fucking, I don't know where it was, Uzbekistan. Who knows what kind of language that is? what the fuck is that? So what is he doing to you right now?
Whatever he wants.
Is he touching you?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, fuck. People are. Yeah, you've had like 10,000 people grab you, so it's like. Under.
Okay, here's a picture. Here's one.